Blog Talk Radio.
I still want to shout when I think about the valiant courage of marathon swimmer Diana Nyad. You can read about my blog at ebonyspeakers.com and see what it took for her to brave the ocean, dodge the sharks, bypass the jellyfish, and ultimately swim from Cuba to Florida in 53 hours. And what she couldn't do at the age of 30, she brazenly completed at the age of 64. An unwavering determination and new belief in her abilities as an older woman catapulted Diana Nyad into history. Age worked, really, really worked in her favor and demonstrated the endurance was a huge factor in her victory. Is it time for an upgrade in your life? Or do you need an extreme makeover so that your career bounces back and gets on track? What does it take to reinvent yourself now that baby boomer has become your middle name? Today's guest, veteran employment professional and job coach Laverne Freeman, will walk us through the steps you need to transform your career path from a wishful dreamer to a baby booming loving Diana Nyad top producer. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'm sure we're going to all learn an awful lot from a real seasoned veteran. So get out your pens, your iPads, whatever it takes to get your notes down on paper and pen so that you can really listen to what it's going to take. Because if you're not a baby boomer now, you will be one. If you have already been a baby boomer, there's certainly a lot of wisdom that you can pass on. We're all going to pass through this phase in life. And now more than ever, preparation and a strategy, a personal strategy, is really what it takes. I also encourage you, we had a lot of very positive feedback from last week's radio show with our special guest, Bill Wells. He will join us again on September 19th after the National Black MBA Association has had their national conference next week. He's going to come back and bring highlights, but also we will continue to talk about diversity from a business professional and an imperative perspective when Bill joins us again on September 19th. In the interim, I have created a survey, a diversity survey, completely confidential, completely anonymous. I don't care where you work. I don't care how long you've worked for a particular organization, whatever your policies are. If you can do this survey as an individual, I would encourage you to do it because I want to begin to collect hands-on, hardcore data from individuals talking about the impact of diversity on the job in the workplace. You can get there by going to my website. It's www.msfconnect.com. That's M as in mother, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, connect.com. On the homepage, just click through. You see the survey graphic. Click through, and you'll be able to fill it out. And again, we'll never know who you are, what your name is, but we really want to have this hands-on, this current information so that we'll be able to use it accordingly as our diversity outreach goes forward. Also, really excited because our November 7th Multicultural Conference, this is the seventh conference that we have had, is actually taking place 2 months from now. We're gearing up for it, very excited. There's a wonderful video clip that I'd love for you also to listen to at our website at msfconnect.com, and you certainly can learn a lot about it. So we're talking about diversity, and diversity has everything to do with age. And when you think about Diana Nyad and the job she did on Monday, amazing, swimming from Cuba to Florida, 4 failed attempts, her 5th attempt, she finally made it. I wrote an essay about it on our other website, ebonyspeakers.com. You can go there and read it. But it just talks about real resilience and the fortitude and the determination it took. The one thing she said was find a way. She said 2 things at one of her press conferences. Find a way And the next thing she said was never, ever give up. And with that said, we need that kind of encouragement today from a seasoned veteran, former entrepreneur, certainly business guru, and now job coach for Operation Able, Laverne Freeman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. I'm very happy to be able to talk to you and your audience for a few minutes.
Well, so glad you're here. Yes, tell us about Operation Able, first of all, and the job that you're doing there, and then we're going to drill down deeper and just sort of figure out how people can either go through an extreme makeover or do the kind of readjustment that they need with their career path.
Well, Operation Able has been around about 30-plus years, and it's an organization that I've always known about, and I always knew kind of what they did. Operation Able is an opportunity for people who have worked before in the workplace who are 45-plus, even though we have people that are younger than 45, to come in and actually get the skills they need to reinvent themselves, computer skills, medical technology skills. We actually do resume writing skills. And me as the job coach, I actually navigate them through the new processes of actually going online, filling out applications, interviewing skills, how to achieve and to get in front of that recruiter, how to use the social media. So Operation Able is a great group of people that have one thing in mind, really, is to get the older worker back in the workforce. That's what we do, and we do it well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
you've
I
been
do.
Around. I
32 plus
have
years.
Known of the organization a long, long time. Your leader and head of the organization has done a stellar job. And even though you're located here in the Boston area, our program goes nationwide. And when you look at baby boomers, you're looking at a huge chunk of the workforce that's beginning to retire. The youngest baby boomers will be turning 50 next year when you look at the age period that goes from around 46 or 1947 or so to 1964. I just turned 60 last month. So what is the state of affairs that you see with those who they're still working and they need some kind of career upliftment to get them to the next level because there may be a next level for them before they retire off their job? Let's start with that kind of person, Laverne.
Okay, well, that kind of person really has to plan what they want to do in the next level. There's no such thing really anymore as cradle to the grave. Those jobs really don't exist anymore. You have to be always expecting change. Companies are merging. They don't want duplication of effort. So you've got to be expecting, okay, what if? What if this happens? You've got to plan what would you do next if you no longer had that job. You've got to be willing to change. You've got to take a hard look at all of your skills. You've got to stay in the know. You've got to know about social media. You've got to learn what's going on. You just can't. You've got to stay in the game, I guess. You can't just ignore certain things like LinkedIn or whatever. You've got to keep yourself active and always be on search for what's next. What would I do next? You've got to group all your skills. I counsel people all the time on what would you do? How would you do it? Where would you go next? And most people don't really have a career path after the one they have or what would they do. And you have to take a deep look. You have to look into your resume deep. You have to you have to really look at what you can do. Just because you're doing that now, what skills do you have that are transferable?
Right. So what you're saying is that people have to be one step ahead of the game
all the time.
With really understanding. I like the fact that you said you have to expect change because good Lord knows even if you plan everything accordingly, something is going to go wrong, and
always.
You need to be prepared for that next step or plan B or C or maybe F, G, and H.
Exactly.
A, B, and C don't work out. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I also like the fact that you talk about social media. Again, I look at the evolution of this radio show. I sat behind a microphone, had headsets on 14 years ago when this show started at a radio station station here in Boston, and now here I am looking at my laptop screen with my studio on the laptop screen and broadcasting the show with my cell phone, talking to you over the airways. So totally different mindset nowadays versus 10, 15 years ago. Now, what about the person who has just lost their job and maybe they just turned 50 or 60 or whatever, and they don't have a clue of how to find the next job, and maybe they're still in shock that that very good paying job that was taking care of the mortgage payments, the college tuition for their children or whatever, is now going to disappear very rapidly. What kind of advice would you give that person?
Well, usually that's the kind of person that usually finds their way or should find their way to Operation ABLE, because we're at that point, we are able to counsel them, to tell them what resources are actually available to them. There are lots of programs that I didn't even know existed that we can direct them to, and in the meantime, we can have their resume updated. We can assess their skills. We have great assessment tools here as well, but they shouldn't take time out to feel sorry for themselves or say, oh, I can't do this. What am I going to do? Woe is me. That's the time they should actually go to a career center, see what's available to them, and start taking advantage of those opportunities right away. We also have the ability at most career centers and even at Operation ABLE to do interviewing by way of video in their interviews, putting it on a flash drive, and let them see where their skills have to be improved, where they have to upgrade. So a lot of people haven't interviewed in 16 years, 20 years.
Right.
They don't know the
right
process. But they don't need to sit there and wallow in self-pity at that point. That's the point where they start taking action and use that in reverse. Use that to their favor. Now's the time to, okay, let's see. Let me try something new. Let me try something different. Let me get in action. Get in action mode. See what things are available to you and take advantage of those opportunities. And that's what we preach here at Operation ABLE. 80% of the people come here actually find jobs.
Laverne, I'm going to ask you. Laverne, I think we've had a disconnect. I'm going to ask you to either dial, hopefully you'll come back, or you can either, you're back. I can hear you
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm here.
I wanted you to repeat your last comment that you made, your last tip that you made about the person who has just lost their job.
Okay, I want them to take action. I don't want them to sit and wallow in self-pity or, you know, woe is me, what am I going to do? That time they should visit a career center, get some steps, get some information on what is actually available to them at that point. Operation ABLE is going to be one of the referral points that the career center is going to refer them to. Go and see what's open to you first. Take advantage of those options. Take advantage of your videotaping, your interviewing skills. Brush up your resume. Dust it off. See what skills that you have that are transferable skills. And let's get going on getting you that other opportunity to get another job.
You know, I always worry just because I know that finding a job is a job in and of itself.
Exactly.
And it takes context. I get worried when people who fall back on whatever severance pay they have and they say, well, I'm going to take some time off, which is fine, which is perfectly okay. But they don't understand that getting back into mode in terms
yes.
of getting your momentum back, your mojo back, or whatever it happens to be, may take you some time. So if you take 6 months off, and maybe that's all the money you have saved up or planned, and then you think on month seven you're going to get a job, that it may be a little bit unrealistic and may cut your time short if you don't plan accordingly. Is that not so, Laverne?
That is true. I don't advise that at all. I don't advise taking any more than 2 weeks off. I really don't advise taking six months off. You've got to strike while the iron is hot, while you're in that work mode. And if you're busy enough and you network enough, you don't really have time to have a pity party. If you're networking and meeting people and you're knowing people, you're calling people, and you're really working that media and you're going to things, you don't have time to feel sorry for yourself, and you're out there looking for another job. You're using that energy, and it's positive rather than negative. I don't suggest anybody take more than 2 weeks off.
Now, what about, and you've probably seen this because you've owned an employment agency, you now work with an agency, a counseling service that is focused on the older worker. What about the long-term older worker, the person who has given up? They've tried for 2 or 3 years, nothing has panned out. Maybe they're doing consulting assignments or working part-time. Maybe they're working a job that they never thought they would work at, that's paying an hourly wage. What about that kind of person? How do you give them the momentum? How do they really build up their reinventive skills to move forward?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We have a great program, or the federal government has a great program that has been in existence since 1962. It's called the CSEPT program. Please don't ask me what that stands for. I know what it stands for, but it's very long. It's CSEPT, and it's a federal government program. You can look it up. But what that does is take the older worker, and after you meet certain qualifications, and they give you a stipend. It's not a big salary, but you go to work for a nonprofit or a state agency, and you're actually doing work every day for up to four hours and sometimes more for a stipend. You work in an office environment. You're getting back. Mainly, you're working in your field. So if you're an IT person, database person, or if you're a file clerk, it doesn't matter.
I know that Laverne is coming in and out, and mainly working in your field. That's all right, working in your field, so you can continue from there.
Okay, you're working in your field. You're working in an office environment. The object, it lasts for 4 years maximum. The object is to get you back in your environment of work where you are working yourself out of the program and actually getting a job. You can, while you're there, you're networking, you're going out, you're meeting people, you're working in the office, and most people find another position working in the CSEP program.
Most people ultimately find something. I know I've met a gentleman who is past 60 who is with the CSEP program, and through your efforts, he is now gainfully employed in a very nice senior level position here in the greater Boston area. So that is certainly an important piece.
Exactly.
But I think the key point with that one is that, again, they are in work mode, and they're in this program where the daily activities of working is motivating them to ultimately find that next job. Now, Laverne, tell us about entrepreneurship. How many, or when does a senior, a baby boomer, need to reinvent him or herself and really look carefully at entrepreneurship? You've been an entrepreneur. I've been doing this for 26 years. What is your advice for someone in terms of entrepreneurship?
Well, we also have counselors here that actually, I don't do that, but we have counselors here that actually can help you and help you with the Small Business Association and help you with our ideas. One of our counselors here is actually helping some people with the import-export idea. So you're never too old. If you have the idea, if the idea is marketable, and if there's, a lot of times if there's a need for it and you have the idea, they will help you get it off the ground. We have counselors here that actually do that. So you're never too old for that. That's not something, if you have the idea, you're willing to put the time in and the energy in, you can do that also. We don't kick that to the curb at all. And I take that very seriously because I've done that and been in that business. But we have a lot of people coming here that want to be entrepreneurs and have the gift and really have the drive to do it. So we also can sponsor you with that, can help you with that, yes.
Right.
We have a direct link to the SBA.
Have the finances for that, too, definitely.
Yeah,
I've opened the phone line. I opened the phone line because I wanted one of our longtime listeners, Beverly Munn and Joanne Fagan, they're listening. Hi, Joni and Bev. Can you share your insight? Because both of you are retired, but you have remained active with nonprofit volunteer work, and certainly your network is huge. What advice would you give someone, particularly somebody who really may be down and out, and they feel like they're no longer valued? Bev and Joni, and would you have share any thoughts with that?
I'm sorry, I just came in the middle of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Is this Laverne Freeman that's on?
Hi, Beverly. How you doing?
That's right.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. The only thing I can say is that as we get older, we all have self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
I never feel that you're not worth. Sometimes I wish I wasn't. But well, I draw on your expertise in whatever area. Mine was community relations, community affairs, which was part of public relations. And all I can say to those who want to go on, who have gray hair like mine, is that just follow your passion. Follow
mm-hmm.
your passion.
Mm-hmm.
If it's working in the community, there are a lot of jobs out there. Start out as a volunteer, and volunteer jobs can then turn into money-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I can actually offer. Right now, I have a volunteer job that is driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I guess I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep yourself busy.
And
well,
many times you can draw on your talent. Everybody has a talent.
Right.
And you think it's not important, but to somebody, your talent is important.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sitting down reading to them, I mean, get out there and find out what's needed in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will find that you will be so busy until you say, oh, no, I got to step back. But use your talents. Reach into yourself and find your talents and share your talents with an older person if you're interested in the senior citizens. Even though you're a senior citizen yourself, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. There are senior citizens that are far worse off than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or with a child or with an organization. I mean, you don't have to sit home because you know what? You go to school to get PhDs and masters and all that. And once you leave your job, it dies, but it doesn't have to. You can take that, what you have learned, and reach out and pull somebody else up to inspire them to go on and do better things for themselves.
Well,
I
wanted to bring both of you on because Beverly has just recently hit the 70 mark, and Joanne is getting ready to hit the 76 mark, but very active, very active. And also, Joni has learned how to take, she's a very, very creative woman and makes greeting cards and bakes and has taken those skills, and she's making money off of it. So she has customers and participates with craft fairs and sells her wares all the time. So there may be skill sets, and this is where the entrepreneurial piece comes in. There may be skill sets that you've been sitting on for years, and as you are aging and maybe you are slowing down or maybe the job hours have been cut back, well, maybe that's when you can really launch your entrepreneurial activities and take advantage of whatever creativity you have. So, Joni and Bev, thank you so much for your comments. Appreciate that. But in closing, Laverne, talk to us about what advice would you give our listeners and give us the contact information for Operation ABLE. What advice would you give someone who is trying to reinvent themselves? Maybe they're trying to move into that next career slot, or maybe they're really looking at entrepreneurship as a 55, 65, or 75-year-old. What advice would you give our listeners?
I would tell them to, number one, be willing to change. Number two, take a look at their skills. Number three, do things that they enjoy. Look and see what things make them smile, make them happy. At this job, I do the things that I love to do. I used to do them I love to do them, but I used to do them for, you know, to make a living and to make money. I still enjoyed them, but it was hard work. This I do is fun. It's, I enjoy it. I make a little money, but I enjoy what I do. I enjoy helping people reach their goals. So reach down inside of you and see what you enjoy doing. You can always contact me here for help at Operation Able. I can point you in the right direction. We've moved. We're right in North Station across from the Tip O'Neill Building at 174 Portland Street, and our telephone number here is 617-542-4180.
Great. Any website?
Okay.
Is there a website?
Yes, it's www.operationable.net.
Great. Laverne Freeman, you are a great guest. Thank you so much for being
a guest
on my program. I know you have to dash back to work. Thank you much.
Thank you. Great. Okay, thanks, Carol. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. The one thing I love about Laverne is the fact that, again, she's hit bumps in the road. She's had things to happen, but she has managed to reinvent herself and stayed in the same field. She's always been involved with employment or sales or working with people, building relationships, but she has managed to continue on the path. And now this coaching piece, she's a job coach, is perfect for her because it picks up on the decades of experience that she has, and she's helping people to find and realize their own potential as they actually move into their career path. The one thing, getting back to Diane Nyad, that I really enjoyed about watching her on Monday, and I certainly have seen her in the past, is she's not a size zero. Again, no disrespect. My younger daughter is very thin, so I appreciate those who are very thin. But somehow the ideal that everyone has to be thin, every woman has to have a very, very small frame to be considered beautiful, she shatters that altogether. She is a muscular, Diana Nyad is a muscular woman. She would have to be a muscular woman to swim 110 miles almost nonstop, 53 hours in the water with sharks and jellyfish and a team of people who were trying to keep the jellyfish away and keep the sharks away and keep her momentum going and keep her stamina going and just the endurance. But she had to have a rugged, muscular body in order to achieve that. That's endurance, and that's seasoned over time. The second thing is she realized, and the feat that she has now, she's in the record book now, 64 years old. What she did and what she accomplished was not possible 35 years ago. It was not possible when she was a younger woman. First of all, the technology, the equipment had not been developed at that time that would have allowed her and given her the capacity to do that endurance swim. Also, her body needed to be stronger. Her wisdom needed to be in place. And at that time, 35 years ago, the maturation process hadn't happened. But through time, through hard knocks, through four failed attempts, this is her fifth time trying this, so she kept going. So if you're looking for work, and the first person, the first organization says no, you don't just stop there. You pick yourself up, and you go to the next place. And if they say no, you pick yourself up and you go to the next place. And all along the way, just like technology has changed and evolved, perhaps there needs to be an evolution on your path. Perhaps there needs to be an opportunity for you to sharpen up your skills, learn something new, stay up late to learn something, communicate differently so that you can show your maturity with the next opportunity that is waiting for you. I'm so excited about my 60s and what I plan on doing, God willing, over the next 20 years. I plan on writing at least 80 books. That's like four books a year for 20 years between now and my 80th or 81st birthday. I have big plans for myself. What big plans do you have for yourself that will give you the momentum and the stamina to move up in your life? That's reinvention and resilience and being a baby boomer who really matters. Thanks so much. We'll be back next week. We'll have a great show for you. This is Carol Copeland Thomas signing out. Have a great day or weekend.